Greetings, saints of God. We've been looking at the grace of God, trying to describe grace in acronym form. We spoke about grace as a gift, grace as being redemptive and probably had reconcilable, grace as amazing, I could probably add I'm awesome. And now we want to look at grace on the point of being comprehensive or complete. The grace of God is sufficient to keep us. Grace is sufficient. God's grace is a full package that is able to sustain a believer, able to correct a sinner, and to keep that sinner from going back into sin. Cause that sinner to escape sin. Walk righteously, soberly, and godly. It's sufficient. Grace is also a substantial ingredient for our growth. Once one becomes a child of God, it's then important to allow the grace of God to teach us, to guide us, to steer us into the purposes of God. So in 2 Peter 3 verse 18, the Apostle Peter wrote, "Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." Grow in grace. We can grow in grace. It's comprehensive. It provides the means for which we can grow as believers. Grace is sufficient. Grace is comprehensive. Grace is complete. Grace is what defines a believer. It needs nothing more. Sufficiency is contained in the grace of God. The grace of God is a vehicle. It's a conduit. It's a gift. It's so many things. Once a believer recognizes, or an individual recognizes, that by our own effort we cannot do it. We need something greater than us to cause us to live a life that is beyond our capacity. It's not something that you can inherit, develop your earth by human merit. There's no institution on earth that can cause you to develop grace. It comes from God. It's a gift from God. It's a provision that has been made to help one to grow. Help us to be sustained in our walk with the Lord so that we can live the life as expected of us. Grace enables growth in believers. Don't deserve it, but God provides it. The thief on the cross experienced God's grace. Bible said he recognized that he was worthy of his death. But he also recognized that Christ was not worthy of that death. What did he say in his testimony? "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." He was banking on the grace of God to change his life. And he found the right opportunity, or the last, to make it right. What did grace do? Christ said to him, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." That's grace. Unmerited favor, right on the cross. The condemned thief received freedom from the curse of his sins. Yes, he paid the penalty for his actions, but in the spiritual realm, he was a free man. Christ gave him life through grace. Christ assured him that he no longer was a victim of his sins. But by grace, the grace of God, he became a child of God. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Save a wretch like me. Once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Grace is comprehensive. We'll continue on this in the next segment. God bless.